devastated by David Bowie when he passed away, I think.
I was by Tom Petty.
Did you hear the news that they released
today? I did. I heard Rob mention it earlier.
Yes.
When I got here and while I was on my way in.
Yeah.
And just really sad.
For those who haven't heard yet, Tom Petty's family has released the news today that he did, in fact, his cause of death was actually caused by an accidental drug overdose of a cocktail of medications and other things he was utilizing.
Yeah.
Horribly sad because incredibly preventable.
I never got to see him in concert. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that was one of my things on my bucket list to do. I'm seeing Foo Fighters up when they come to Wrigley this year. And I saw them 2 years ago too. But I really wanted to see Tom Petty. My friend Connor and I are big Tom Petty fans, and we wanted to go see him if he was ever going to come back to the Chicago area.
Oh, and I'm sure he would have.
Yeah.
We're going to start talking about DNA testing and genetic testing in just a minute. So if you have had if you've done one of those tests, 312-981-7200, I want to hear what you were surprised about, what you weren't surprised about. My sister did hers.
Now, are you talking about the ones, because I know there's two. There's ones where you like get the...
There's actually four.
Oh, there's four?
There's four that are pretty common, which I didn't know either. I learned that because of these articles.
Yeah, the ones I knew about were the ones like where you get like the skin cells from your cheek.
Yep, that's what we're talking about. But there's four
there's
different
the spit
like
one.
Kind of brands of them.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, the spit and the swab are sort of the same. You're still gathering. I will disclose that I ran DNA on my dog.
Oh, okay.
So, and I have no way of knowing if it's accurate or not with her, but my dog is a mutt, and
okay.
She's a really great mutt, and my husband's not allergic to her, and so I wanted to know what she was made of, because if she was like a cockapoo, well, that's easy to replicate.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out she's six or eight different things.
Oh, wow.
She's six. Yeah, she is a quarter cocker spaniel, then she's... a quarter chihuahua, which we never predicted, although she's barky. But I talked about her earlier, that she, what did I talk about? She's little. So, and then she's also Lhasa, Shih Tzu, Mini Poodle, and Beagle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Beagles I know bark a lot too.
Yeah. We can't replicate her. She's just one of a kind.
Yeah.
Emmy's the greatest. Anybody who goes to the WGN radio website, wgnradio.com, we'll see pictures of her occasionally, because anytime there's a cute little white dog on, they grab pictures of my dog all the time to use on the website.
Does Steve Dale do that?
I don't know that Steve does, because he has his own...
I know he does his own thing, but...
Yeah, he has his own library of many, many different pets.
But like pictures and stuff.
Like Elif, who is John Williams' producer, Elif always uses Emmy's picture because she loves her. So... 312-981-7200, like I said, these genetic tests at DNA testing became really, really popular several years ago. Let's say 3 to 5 years ago. They've been around for a while, but they got a whole bunch of advertising time starting about 5 years ago. My sister had been wanting to do hers for a long time and got it as a gift, did it. And this is how I've always grown up. I've known I was German, Romanian, primarily German, Romanian, a little bit, maybe Dutch. And then my mom's side of the family has been here like pre-Civil War. So that was like,
did you
English.
Ever do, ancestry.com?
You know, my dad has, but mostly on my mom's side of the family, because my dad's a big Civil War historian.
Yeah.
And many, many members of my mom's family fought in the Civil War.
Oh, okay.
So he did a lot of that historical research.
Gotcha.
A lot pre-internet. He would go to the Chicago Public Library, like the big one.
Yeah.
And go through all their records. Like every lunch hour, that's what he did. He would go and research my mom's side of the family.
Yeah.
So we had not done Ancestry. I'd popped on it just to see how it worked, but hadn't really gone through it. I actually got very interested. My last name, as I mentioned, is Stanley. When the Blackhawks were going the first time for the Stanley Cup in recent history, I was like, I should figure out if that's this,
like any sort of correlation
family.
To you. Yeah.
Right. Cause you know, based on where my husband's family is from, there could be, yeah, it could be partly my cup. I'm just saying.
So why isn't your name on it?
My daughter's name is, it says, from Stanley of Preston,
yeah,
on the cup. So her name is on.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah. That's not why she's named that.
No, of course not.
But it didn't hurt. So my sister got this done, and she's like, Hannah, do you know we're Italian? She's all excited. She calls me. I got the DNA testing. Scotch. I knew I was Scottish.
Yeah.
No, not Scottish, Irish, not anything else that German, sure, that's still there.
Yeah.
But mostly, like, good portion Italian/Greek.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, I would own the ever-loving heck out of Italian Greek. Are you kidding me? My husband says that explains the yelling. Please don't take offense, because apparently this is my culture now, too. But I'm like, German people yell. I yell a lot. We called my dad and we're like, did you know, is there any way that we could be Italian and Greek? And he goes, no. However, maybe that's the Angelo side of the family. And I'm like, Angelo family? Where did the Angelos come from? He goes, no, it's Portuguese. I go, I don't think that's Portuguese.
Oh.
I don't know. So this is something that we all kind of head scratched a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who's done the like spit or like cheek swab DNA test. My mom actually did really like deep in-depth stuff on ancestry.com.
Okay.
And what she found out was that we're actually on her side of the family, on her dad, my grandpa's side of the family, we are actually really like really distant cousins to Pocahontas.
Wow.
Yeah. There's like a little bit of Native American in our family tree, I guess.
Okay.
And I guess I don't remember the exact like storyline of how it happened, but I guess somebody from the tribe and somebody or whoever that was related to Pocahontas and somebody from, again, my mom's side of the family got married. And I think I don't remember if I'm remembering this correctly or not. My mom has all that stuff written down and documented and stuff. But I believe that was one of the first instances, at least in our family's records, of an interracial couple.
Sure, that makes sense.
And I guess
that would have been a long time ago.
And I don't remember, but I think that part of they had kids, and I think the kids ended up living, but I don't remember exactly again. But I think both the parents were killed because I guess they didn't approve of the
union.
The mixed culture, I guess you want to say. I don't know how to really quite word it.
No, because that would have been incredibly, incredibly scandalous. So here's what we're talking about. We're going to continue after the break. There are four companies currently doing these tests to discover via your DNA where your ancestry actually comes from. There are the main ones are 23andMe, Ancestry.com, National Geographic has a test, and GenCove. I have a couple of articles here, but some of these writers have done all of them and have gotten conflicting results.
How do they have the time for that?
Well, it's a swab, and then they send it off. And the newspaper is paying for it, so that's a thing.
I guess that's true.
All right, Hannah Stanley filling in tonight for Patty Vasquez. More right after a couple of things. We gotta pay some bills, but we'll send you guys some awesome messages, and then we'll come right back and talk about genetic testing. Hannah Stanley here filling in for Patty Vasquez. This is WGN Radio. We'll be getting you guys to the news with Roger Badish, and just a hair under 9 minutes, where we will get an update on the failure of our Senate to prevent the government from shutting down. Hooray! Yay them! Right now we're talking about DNA. So many people, it was a hot Christmas gift. It was like, I got my DNA.
Really?
Yeah.
Everybody wanted Christmas gift?
Oh, sure. Everybody wanted the kit. They wanted one of the kits.
Wow. I don't know how people, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised.
So my sister did
that.
It, and then she bought it for my parents. My parents haven't done it yet that we know of.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they just don't want to. What was interesting, though, is I was told by my sister that we can have different percentages of DNA, even though we come from the same parents.
I could believe that. I could understand that.
So she was explaining that I could be more German, as she puts it. She's like, you've always seemed more German. I'm like, I don't really know that I like what you're implying.
Yeah.
However, what I believed was how they did this and the information that they provided you with when you did this swab or spit test is actually not how they're compiling these results. So, for example, the writer of this one article, or actually the subject in this article that the Tribune published today, it's called DNA Spit Kits. There's a longer title, but basically DNA Spit Kits, Most Confounding. New report says Kristen Brown, who wrote about this in Gizmodo, was trying to find the secrets of her ancestry via tests from 23andMe, Ancestry, and the other two, National Geographic and Genco. It said, Kristen Brown says, it found I was only 3% Scandinavian based on a number that, based on my recent family history, I know is flatly wrong. Here's what they're doing. And this is going to explain some of the discrepancies, I believe. They're not necessarily comparing your DNA to a database from hundreds of years ago. There is none. So what they're doing is comparing your DNA with where it also appears now. So my sister, when she ran her DNA, she's like, we're Italian. I don't know that we necessarily are Italian, we're Italian, come from Italian stock. It's just that people who have similar DNA are in Italy.
Okay, so it's kind of like, I forget the name of what those tests are called, but like with the lines, you know what I'm talking about? Like the blue lines, kind of like when they do...
Pregnancy tests?
No, not pregnancy tests. Gosh. No, but those tests that they do, you see it all the time in crime shows, and how they try to match it up like with
the fingerprints. Oh, like actual DNA.
Yes, like actual DNA.
Yeah.
So do they have charts?
No.
That's what I was trying to get at, the pregnancy test.
Yeah, no, I know. But, you know, I've taken a few. What they're building is by people taking these tests, they're then banking this information geographically and building their own database. And they will update this. So my friends who've done 23andMe, my sister did Ancestry. Mm-hmm. We're not endorsing any of these products, but this is just to compare.
Yeah.
Her husband's, they did it, let's say, 4 years ago. The database was not nearly as large as it is now. So his keeps getting, her husband will get alerts that more people have been linked to him somehow. And so he'll get tweaks on his numbers on how, like, say, German or Scandinavian or whatever he is.
So how do those tweaks then affect if
who
anything
he thinks
yeah
he is.
Who he thinks he is or who
well,
or his true, I guess, like ethnicities and that sort of thing.
Oh, you that's interesting. I mean? Because I mean, to some degree it sort of matters, but
that's,
it really
yeah.
is just where, you know, if you come from a very small country, like a micronation, and I don't even know one to think of at the moment, but maybe no one there has taken this test, they can't link my DNA to that.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, if somebody from, like, the Czech Republic mm-hmm. and another person from Italy are, like, or you know, like you have those ethnicities or nationalities inside your DNA, and all
sure.
of a sudden your Czech Republic nationality tweaks higher than your Italian one.
Right.
You know, how does that...
But your last name is Angelo.
Yeah.
And like your you know, grandma like, came from Sicily,
yeah.
like off the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that's what's interesting, because my dad was explaining that the Angelo family came from Portugal.
Yeah.
And it was that was Portuguese bloodline. And my sister and I are like, Angelo's not a Portuguese name. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is. Call if you're Angelo and you're Portuguese. Mm-hmm. But it is comparing where there is like DNA currently, where they have that database built.
Yeah, I'm not a scientist, but this is way over my head.
Well, what's very interesting is...
I mean, it's interesting, and it's just kind of weird to think about, like, all of a sudden you get a notification, hey, by the way, you thought you were 60% Italian, you're now 35.
Well, and you have family in Mesopotamia.
Like, yeah.
Okay. What they're saying, though, a professor who closely watches the industry is saying the companies are misleading consumers about products potentially damaging to families. Right. So I'm sitting here thinking, well, shoot, if we're actually Italian, maybe when my grandfather's family came here, that was, and this is legit, during the time when there was prejudice against Italians. Maybe they said Portuguese to explain the accent,
yeah,
but didn't want to admit to the country being Italian,
mm-hmm.
which... It is what it is, but it's all speculation on my part.
Yeah.
Mostly because I just want to be Italian. The other thing is we knew we were Scotch, but our last name, my grandmother's last name is McKinley. McKinley is actually Irish, and it came, my sister didn't test positive for any Scotch. She came up as Irish. But we've always known we were Scottish.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah, that's
so there's
weird.
A little bit where we're like, maybe you're adopted. I'm not totally.
There's that slight possible chance.
So basically what we're learning as people are taking more of these tests, comparing them, is they're only as good as the network that you're in.
Yeah.
And as that continues to grow, they'll continue to update this because it's all pre-programmed. If they find matches, then they can update instead of, we said you were 34% German. Now you're actually 40% German because there's more people that they're able to link you to through your genetic profile that are actually currently in Germany.
I wonder how accurate. Have they mentioned anything in those articles that you have in front of you about accuracy on those things? Because I feel like...
I don't know how they would
tell. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Because all they're doing is matching you with people. My confusion is that I thought they were able to say... Hannah, you descended from cavemen who lived here.
Yeah.
And they're not. And once I read this and really thought about it, I was like, of course they can't.
Yeah.
Because there is no database for that.
Yeah.
They're building the database now, and they're providing a better look for people going forward.
Roger, have you taken any of these DNA tests that we're talking about?
Any tests.
No, you don't take
no
any tests.
I don't take tests. No. I go to the doctor, and I say, fake it.
Roger descends from Evanston.
I have done some ancestry and some other stuff.
That seems to be totally in your wheelhouse.
Without paying for it.
But online.
I'm cheap
You haven't done the swabbing and the
spitting. No. Actually, Bridget is going to do it, but
your wife?
For a completely different reason.
Okay,
because there's so much cancer in her family that they're going to do the marker test.
Yeah, like the BRAC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where they find and it's mainly for our kids and her family, the second generation, whatever. But I have searched back. Couple of things that I found out. One, I always knew that my mom's family came from Russia. We have photos. Her aunt and uncle, my mother's oldest sister and brother were born in Russia. And then the family emigrated here. My dad, we always thought was from Germany because the Badisch name...
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly came from the Baden, Germany, the Black Forest area. In fact, if you
descendant from Robin Hood.
Yeah. Tally ho!
Hey, tell you what, we are going to get to the news before my news guy gets really upset with me.
No, I'm not going to get upset.
I'm teasing.
I love you too much.
I'm seeing a lot of texts coming in on this topic. So let's continue talking about this after my news guy delivers a tremendous newscast. And just like that, at 12:31, here's the news with Roger Bannon. Hannah Stanley here filling in tonight for Patty Vasquez. We've been discussing DNA testing, not the kind of DNA with the blue lines like Curtis Koch, my producer, was talking about, like they do on television shows. But we're actually talking about the testing that you can have done, that you can send away.
Yeah, finding out your nationalities, ancestry, all that fun stuff.
If it actually works. So prices, by the way, if you're wondering, and we're going to get to your texts very quickly, 312-981-7200 if you have questions or comments. You can call in or text. Prices for the ancestry tests range from $60 for Gen Coves to $89 for Ancestries to $99 for 23andMe and $100 for National Geographic. So $60 to $100, and there's sales and all kinds of different stuff, people. And if you know anybody, they always have a code.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I have a code. I'll send you a code.
Oh.
And it's a discount code.
It's like, so then they get, like, an extra day's worth of, like, free trial or something like that.
Yeah. It. What we are learning is that a lot of these are being marketed as the way to figure out who you really are as a human. And what they're sort of saying in multiple articles is the commercial DNA tests for ancestry are more toys than scientific tools, and the industry knows it. That is from Charles Seif, a journalism professor at New York University, NYU, who closely watches the DNA testing business. There's a degree of wink, wink, nudge, nudge that this doesn't really work as well as advertised. A lot of this stuff is really for entertainment only. So why we're talking about this is because people are getting into full-on arguments, frustrations, difficulties. I mean, you see the commercial and they're like, I was brought up in an Irish dancing band and now I'm in Lederhosen. You know, I didn't know I was German. What it means is that, one, their testing can be iffy.
Yeah.
But it's based on the database that they're building. Now, several texts coming into 312-981-7200, and then we'll get back to Roger, too, because he was making excellent points. 708 says, my sister had her DNA test done with Ancestry.com 2 years ago, and now with all the new choices popping up, I thought I'd do it to see what the results were and how they compared with my sister's. So glad you'll be talking about this. Thank you, Richard. You're very nice to say that. And then 815 said, your DNA may very well be different than your sister's, which is what I referenced earlier, mm-hmm. because my sister was explaining to me that just because she had done it, I didn't have to go, I needed to still do my own. And I said, but I just want to be Italian.
Yeah, you might be more German than, like your sister was saying, that you might be more German than her.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all. No, but I mean, I could come up Scotch, German, Romanian, just like mm-hmm. we've always known. 336 says, my question is, what happens when DNA evidence is collected? Who truly owns the results? Consumers get a report. Where does the final analysis go?
That's a good question.
That's a very interesting question, and one that I've actually tried to research. There's so many urban legends on this.
Yeah.
Like, you don't own your DNA anymore. And honestly, I don't think that that's totally true. But if you do look at the fine print, they have some ownership over that information. That's how they build that database. Mm-hmm. I don't have the full answer for you, 336 texter, because when I have tried to look that up, because I've seen the rumors, I've seen the, don't do this, because then you, like, they'll, you know, if you try to donate a kidney,
they'll give your cellular information away,
exactly.
And, you know,
they'll replicate you when the, you know, the clones
come. I wouldn't
come.
Mind being replicated. I'm a bit, I got to be in more places.
You're downright
than one.
Delightful. I wouldn't mind if you were replicated either. So what they're basically saying is, The way Roger has been doing this, and my dad, and your mom, mm-hmm. Curtis, actually going through the oral history and the written history. Anybody watch that show, Know Your Roots, on PBS?
Yes, love it.
Amazing.
I'll have to watch it. I have not seen it.
I want to be full-on famous so I can be on that show.
Yes.
It used to be so that I could go on Dancing with the Stars. That's still a dream. But I really want him to do my... I want a book from him.
A couple of weeks ago, I think maybe it was last month, he had a couple of people on, and they were related.
No.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, no. Yes, it was. Oh.
I record it now. I have it on my DVR.
It was, who was the independent candidate who ran for as a Democrat? And
Larry, not Larry David.
It was Larry David and
the guy that...
And the
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders, and they were related.
I actually had heard that they
Did
were related.
You see that?
I didn't see that.
I saw that one, and it was amazing that they went back about five or six generations, and they are related.
That's insane.
So interesting. It really is a fascinating show, but what they prove over and over again is if you do the work... You can find this information.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
He has incredibly skilled team of people who
sure.
know what they're doing.
And they do DNA.
They do DNA.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
And they do. One of the women that I saw was actually related to him, the host.
Oh.
So that was, he was like, I'd never seen that before.
No.
So it was that, by the way, if you have not seen it, is on PBS. What, typically Fridays or something? It's
you know what? I come across it when
it's random. I've actually set the DVR for it now, so I don't
and
know when it's
they
on.
They do
it just
have
shows
episodes
up.
On Amazon
Online.
Prime. Amazon.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And obviously the PBS app, too.
Yeah, yes.
But it's called Finding Your Roots, mm-hmm. and it's fascinating. I love it. But really, if you put in the labor and do follow the paper trail, it's fascinating. Church records and
mm-hmm.
boat
manifests. I found the boat manifest. That's where I found our oldest
ancestor.
Came over, a 12-year-old girl came over from Amsterdam. And it
Can
turns
you
out.
Believe being a 12-year-old on a boat?
Well, back in the day, that's what they did. They could only afford to send one person over and maybe stay with relatives or families from a certain community who had already moved here. So I found it was early 1800s. Well, here's what I found out.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, my dad's family may not be from Germany. It may be from Russia.
Okay.
How they got the name, I don't know, because if you look on a lot of German stuff, you will see the term Badischer.
Okay.
Which is really weird. It doesn't mean the Badisch family. It doesn't mean it belongs to me. I don't own that resort. It's everything.
Okay.
It's resorts, it's spas, it's restaurants, it's hotels, it's a whole bunch of stuff. But I found something else that showed that the family came from Russia somewhere. But what happened is Amsterdam was the leaving port for people emigrating to the U.S. from Europe. At that time, that's where most of the boats were coming out of.
Mm-hmm.
So the family could have been in Germany, could have been in Russia, wherever, but they got to Amsterdam, took the boat over here. Now, I followed the family from New York through New Jersey. Then there was a part of the family that came here to Chicago. Then there was a part of the family that went south to Tennessee and then ended up in Denver.
All right. Now, see, here's the thing. Don't you wonder, though, like sometimes if I'm going to take a flight somewhere and I have to go right away and I'm looking for a cheap flight, like mm-hmm. maybe it's cheaper to fly out of Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're actually from wherever. And then they're like, there's a boat leaving from Amsterdam. Let's just get you there.
I, th-
Probably
that's
not.
Possible, but how do you get from wherever you are to Amsterdam?
No, we're going to take a quick break. We've got calls lining up. I've got texts coming in. 312-981-7200. This is fascinating, and I want to hear everybody's stories. So bring them to me. But let's take a quick break while everybody jumps on the phone. Curtis is taking your calls. I'm reading your texts. More after this on WGN. Perfect song. Hannah Stanley on WGN Radio filling in for Patty Vasquez, who will be back with you, I believe, on Monday. Fear not, my friends. She will return. We were talking about DNA testing and your genetic profiling that you can get done with a tiny, tiny bit of your saliva or a swab of your cheek. We've got several phone calls lined up and several texts coming in as well. 312-981-7200. If you want to be a part of the party, Mike from Oak Creek, thank you so much for holding. I appreciate it. You've got a DNA story for me.
Yeah. Hi, Hannah. I was telling the producer that since I'm about 8, I have been a big fan of Marilyn Monroe, and I'm 55 now, and my sister's done ancestry, but never came across this. My cousin's son did our family tree last month, and we are cousins, distant cousins, not very distant, with Marilyn Monroe. My mom would have been like fifth cousin to her, which would make me seventh, my kids eighth. But what's also ironic is she died on August 1st of 1962, and I was born on the 14th.
Really?
Yeah. That's astounding for even me. I never even considered that we were related.
We're related. I mean, I guess if you really think about it, we should all sort of be related, right? At some point,
if you go back far enough,
you should all, at some point, we're related enough. 6 degrees of separation would work technically for all of us. That's really, really fascinating. It's interesting that you had an affinity for her anyway,
right?
Although I don't know many 8-year-old boys that didn't find her fascinating.
Well, my sister talked about her, you know, the gossip magazines. But here's an added thing that I've always written off to the Oedipus complex. When I was about 11 is when I started seeing books in the library and knew to look. And I'd see pictures of her when she was young, and they reminded me of the pictures of my own mother when she was young.
Which they would have been fifth cousins, like you said. That's not terribly distant, especially if you have, you know, more dominant features in your family. You know, some people are, you know, where you can go, oh God, you can tell like the Kennedy family, those people, you can tell that they're all related generation after generation. They all look like Kennedys. So, wow, that's really interesting. Thanks. What a cool story. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks. Let's go to Jean right now. Jean in Hoffman Estates. Tell me, I'm fascinated by the tease that my producer wrote here.
Well, I was fascinated too. There's a guy. He's very entertaining and funny, and he used to be on WGN full time, and now he fills in.
Okay.
And I don't know the rest of his history, and I can't for the life of me remember his first name.
Brian Noonan?
His last name, McCarthy.
Oh, okay. Pete McMurray.
Yes, Pete. It's Pete. And so, you know, I've always thought how interesting it was that they were Catholic and had 13 children or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. And he always talks about the Irishness. And he told a story fairly recently, maybe within the last year, that they found out when they got to Ellis Island that the person who registered them just picked the last name out of the air, and they were almost not any Irish.
Really?
And sometimes the person registering them used their own last name.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Well, that really makes life tough when you try to...
Yeah,
because
you were
could drive you nuts.
Yeah, you were Jean Bovanovich coming off the boat, and then you turned into Jean McCarthy.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And, you know, maybe it's a little more obvious, like my maiden name is Bloomfield, and there's Bloomfields all over Connecticut and, you know, the East Coast and Michigan. And so maybe... You know, maybe for some reason that makes it more likely. But I don't even know that. So when he told that story, I almost fell over.
Sure. We were always told my maiden name was Philip, but it was spelled F-I-L-I-P, five
right.
letters. And so we'd always been told.
Spelling meant nothing, too, even when they got to this country.
Yes. We were always told that it was much longer in the old country. And then when my great-grandfather came here, they shortened it to five letters, as Ellis Island tended to do from what we've heard. And my grandfather said, this is our name now. We are Americans. That's it. And they never mm-hmm. spoke of the former last name. So we have no record of it. I've been told, though, that Romanian Philip is a very common last name in Romania and might not have ever. This could have just been lore, family lore.
Right, right.
That's interesting.
Right. It's just, it makes it just such a, you know, crazy puzzle to try to untangle all these bits and pieces of information, or, you know, or wrong information.
Right, which is why I have to become famous, so that I can go on that show.
Yeah, that would be the be-all, end-all, would it not?
Wouldn't it, though? That's the only reason I want to be famous, not for the
right.
money.
But Larry David was related to whom?
I Bernie Sanders, who he does the impression of.
That's what I thought, where I thought you were going. I just dropped out on a line or two of information, and I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you. I you know, I don't know if that helps Roger, but it just drives you nuts when...
Doesn't it, though?
If you go to the old country and look up things, like we have a cemetery in a godforsaken boony place in Wisconsin where the Irish woman who was the daughter of an Irish lord is buried. And it makes it really clear that we're Irish, you know.
That's
we're Heinz 57. The rest,
I know. We're all mutts, isn't that? That's kind of what we.
Yeah,
that's what we know.
We look down our noses, or we used to on dogs that without
pedigree. Not me, man. I love my little mutt. She's the best.
Sounds like it. Well, thank you for taking my call.
All right, Jean. Thanks so much.
Other people might have things to contribute to this in a discussion in another day.
I think you're right.
Fascinating one.
All right. Thanks so much, Jean.
You're welcome.
All right, we've got another call. I cut her off before she said goodbye, but goodbye. 815 texted in, this test gives me a little uneasy feeling about sending my DNA in the mail to a random company and a random person doing the test. Maybe I'm just not curious enough about my family lines. I would not do it. I'm hearing that a lot, and people don't necessarily want to fork over the money.
Well, yeah, the money could be expensive.
It was, I mean, $60 to $100.
Read the fine print before
you
send anything.
People don't read the fine print, and half the time the fine print is so, it's written in legalese.
Yeah, I know.
That's a little bit hard to challenge.
Yeah, it's over the head of some people.
But if you know what you're looking for, then focus on key words like property, stuff like that.
Sometimes, even if they have no intention of doing things with it, like Apple is famous for this, where they're like, oh, by the way, any information that's on our phone, and I'm making this up, but like, by the way, we kind of like we're.
I know, and that's why I'm saying.
Because they just want to have the ability to go back right. later and not be in trouble for this.
Mm-hmm.
I've got another text coming in from 630 that says, if the DNA results are plotted by location, does that mean that people who take the test in Europe will show a percentage of American? That's really fascinating.
Say that again, though.
He's saying that, and this is how I'm understanding how these tests are being done. They're building a database of where the people that you are related to are. Right. So if my matching DNA is in Italy, they say, well, you've got a percentage of Italian. But they're saying if the DNA results are plotted by location, does this mean that people who take the test in Europe will show that they're a percentage of American?
Oh, I see what you're...
But I think that it would still go back to where the Americans came from.
It'll show. Yeah.
We are running very short on time, but Michael has been waiting for a while. Michael, you're on WGN.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
I like that comment about the Heinz 57.
I know.
Because I think basically that's true of everyone.
It is. It is.
I wanted to say, however, that your issue on property rights to your DNA
yes.
is kind of, well, I don't think it's that important at this stage of the game. I myself, I have a heart condition that is a hereditary heart condition. And when I was in the hospital, I donated my DNA to the hospital at their request for medical research.
That's awesome.
They asked me, could they have it? And I said, certainly, if you're going to use it for research purposes, because
you're helping
somebody.
I agree. I agree. Michael, I apologize. We don't have more time. We have to get to the news. But one, I applaud your choice because that you're absolutely making the world a better place and providing the ability for research be done.
I wanted to say that, but I also wanted to say that when you're dealing with these sites that you're talking about, like 23andMe, which I think is a misnomer, I think mostly these sites are dealing with mitochondrial DNA, which is not a full DNA scan.
I think you're absolutely right. And I wish we had more time to discuss this.
You're getting your money's worth.
See, so maybe we should all wait.
I've watched them for a long time, but I don't think they're telling you the whole story.
I agree. Michael, thank you so much for your call, and thank you for listening. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.